With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to another episode of Real Ass Affirmations. I'm Chisa Penix Brown. I am your favorite mental wealth lifestylist. And there has been something that I wanted to get off my chest, so to speak. So this is meant for everybody that has titties and everybody that wants to get some titties. And I'm going to tell you why, because I have been feeling like I need to give y'all these titties lately, right? And I know the podcast is called Real Ass Affirmations, and I know, listen, the girl is thick, honey. She got both of them. But there was a time when I didn't have no titties, right? When I was younger, and I always had a little junk in the trunk, but I was like, why are all the other girls getting these titties before me? And you would see this growth spurt in some people, and I used to be sad. And then now I'm grown, and I got a bunch of titties, right? And so this is not, you know, a crazy thing. I just want you to understand the thought pattern. So once you get these titties, what happens is there is a level of responsibility that I don't think everybody is ready to take on once you get these titties. So some people are going to get small titties, little itty bitty titty committees, and that's fine. All right. Some people going to get medium titties, and I'm saying medium, like in the range of like a B or a C. But once you get to a supreme level, which is where I'm at, of a D plus, you had a supreme level amount of titties. Okay. And everybody ain't going to get a supreme level amount of titties. But when you get there, there is a major responsibility that comes with them. Now, this is the thing. There are people out here who want these titties. They trying to get to this level of titties. And they pay a lot of money to get to this level of titties. But for some of us, it's just natural. It's just who we are. And this is where I want to say the responsibility part comes in. Now, it's some bitch that's out there that's going to get mad with me. And guess what? I give no fucks if you get mad with me. I have been raised by people like Miss Piggy and Dolly Parton, okay? Dolly Parton said, pull them titties back, put your back back, okay? Did you ever see Miss Piggy with a saggy titty day? You never saw her with a saggy titty day. What kind of bras was Miss Piggy wearing back in the 70s and in the 80s? I don't know. But I know Dolly Parton is up here grown. Okay, Dolly Parton titties is still sitting. All right. Now, do you know that it's a lot of titties that's out here sagging? And if you have sagging titties, I understand it. But there are all kinds of contraptions that you can use to pull these titties up. All right. And I want to tell you something. I appreciate a good titty. I just do. Okay. As a woman with some good titties, I appreciate it. And let me tell you who got some great titties out here. Jill Scott. Jill, damn it, them titties, they be sitting. Okay, them titties been sitting since she was taking long walks making grits, okay? Them titties been sitting for years, all right? And I'm sure Jill got a whole nother level of brand of bra than when she was taking them long walks in the park, okay? About to fight, about to put on, you know, Vaseline and stuff. Whew, Niecy Nash. Damn it, Niecy. Niecy titties is so good that Niecy is a whole lesbian now. I mean, you better turn into a whole lesbian and get a lesbian that appreciate them titties the way that they need to be appreciated. Now, I'm not saying that men don't appreciate titties, because, honey, my husband, he appreciate my titties. I love mine. But I want to know, like, just as a thing, why do we put so much emphasis into the titties? What is it? Like, I think it's a fascination of some sort in specifically American culture, because in other cultures, the titties is just out, just tittying, just doing what they doing. But it's something about the cleavage that just pulls people in. It's something about that is attached to womanhood, and it's attached to, in some ways, motherhood. It is attached to fertility. It is attached to you being attractive to a mate, right? And so these types of conversations need to be had, because it's not as frequent as we talk about this. Like, we talk about body positivity, but this is where my issue comes in, and why I feel like we need to talk about the titties. Every example that I have given you today of these good titties, every example, they are grown, respectable titties, all right? Because the bra is on, they are fitted, they are lifted. And if you look at me, honey, these things, let me go on up in here, pull them up, you know, just get them together. Look, together, okay? And that does not have anything to do with poncetta that's down underneath, because you could be skinny, mini, whatever. I don't care what size you are, but I was raised in a way that women looked good, that you held yourself in high esteem, that you walk with your head held high. And so no matter what the size of your titty, you were still looked at as an object of beauty, as somebody to respect. But some of y'all, these titties is lacking. I'm just going to tell you. Some of y'all, I mean, you know that's not your size that you have on, okay? Some people, I'm just out here like, okay, why is your titty so dry? I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on out here in the world. And then I need to talk to my people who didn't have titties necessarily when they were born, but they want to get them. Honey, listen, my good drag and my good trans people, they will give you a good titty. If you are doing drag or you are trans and you said, listen, I'm trying to make this changeover, honey, lift them up. I love it. I live for it, okay? I live to see somebody with a good titty. I just do, all right? And I'm saying to you, I do not care. I just want to see it look good. And I just think that, and this is my opinion, okay? So you could come for me if you want to, but I just think that when it looks good, it has substance to it. It looks moisturized, right? I mean, it looks bountiful. It looks plentiful. It looks like you want to lay your head over there. It looked like it smelled good. But I'm looking at some of these titties, honey, and they look like they might smell like pennies. They might smell like burnt up milk. Like, I don't know. I'm just saying, as a woman who identifies as a person with good titties, okay, and as a human who identifies with good titties, I want everybody's titties to be good. I need you to make sure that everything is fresh. I need to make sure that you have on a good bra. And I'm telling whoever wants to sponsor this podcast, if you got a good bra, come on over here and let me get it, all right? Let's show these people how to give these good titties out here in these streets. Because this is the thing, your clothes look better. Your confidence goes up. And it doesn't, to me, matter what your size is. I'm just saying, specifically to my people, if you hitting them D's and up, I want to see them things sitting. Now, I know that COVID brought in the world of fuck a bra. I know that. I know that. And I'm going to do a whole podcast called Fuck a Bra. Just know that that's coming. And I love to let these things just go and do what they need to do. But that's not appropriate for every situation. I'm about being put together. I'm about looking good. I like to see the silhouette, right? And some people titties out here looking like a bag of grapes. That's not what they supposed to be looking like. Not a bag of grapes. They supposed to be sitting up here like some fresh melons. Melons. Y'all know what the melons look like? I'm just saying. It's different shapes of melons, but they supposed to be out here looking like melons, and they out here looking like grapes. So I want the world to embrace a good titty. And I want men, women, everything in between, above and beyond, to recognize a good titty. So this is what I want you to do. As a result of you listening to this podcast, the next time that you see somebody with a good titty, I want you to tell them, them things look good. You gonna do it. Them things look good. And let me tell you, I'm not even looking at you in a sexual way. I'm appreciating your good titty. And I'm gonna send you this podcast so you know how much I appreciate that good titty. And again, this is not sexual. This is just appreciating it. Now, women typically do this. Women be like, girl, look at that. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I will tell somebody when they have a good titty because I'd be like, listen, bitch, them titties is sitting. Come on, titties. I will tell you that. I will tell you that. And I don't even have to know you. But I just feel like we need to appreciate each other more. And when you have these bigger titties, you got to understand they don't be selling the bras for the bigger titties in all the stores. They be the first things to go. So when you see a woman out there giving you what she has and giving you good titty, you need to let her know. OK, now this is not a Me Too movement kind of thing. Don't be out here being out of control. This is saying I just appreciate you for looking good. And again, this applies to anybody that's in drag. This applies to anybody that is trans. This applies to all of the people. I'm just telling you, it applies to all of the people that got the good titties, though. Moisturized, healthy looking, bountiful, plentiful, all of that. Whew. I had to get that off my chest. So if you've enjoyed this episode of Real Ass Affirmations podcast, make sure that you continue to tune in, that you share it. And we're going to have a message for you at the end that tells you how you can support our podcast. Now, we have some great things that are coming up for you. And so I would love to interview you if you got some good titties. I'm just going to tell you now, I would love to interview you. So send us a message over at realassaffirmations.com if you have those good titties and you want to talk about them. And we will definitely make room to interview you on the podcast because we want to just applaud everybody out here with good titties. And, you know, I mean, that's just what we're doing out here is just loving on people and supporting them. So make sure that you always show up and show out, that you continue to give it to the people. And that's on Real Ass Affirmations. Hey there, it's Chisa Penix Brown. I am your favorite mental wealth lifestylist, and I'm also the host of the Real Ass Affirmations podcast. And I want to let you know, podcasts cost money. Now, you might get them for free, which is a great thing, but I have to pay in order to make sure that you have all this great content. And I want to be able to keep doing that. But I would love to be able to get your support in order to make that continue to happen. So you can go to buymeacoffee.com/RA affirmations and you can donate on a, you know, whenever you feel like it basis, or you can donate on a monthly basis and become a subscriber. So whichever thing floats your boat is going to be happy and make me happy, and we'll all be happy together because I'm going to keep on giving you these great Real Ass Affirmations, and you'll be able to support with not only your listens, but also with your dollars. And I appreciate every dime. So make sure you give it to the people, literally, so we can keep on giving you these Real Ass Affirmations.